Nolan. It is the contact segment of the show. This is the segment of the show where we read your emails, play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
No, not from any listeners.
Okay, great. Okay, no. Great. Let's get to our first phone call then. This is a voice we have not heard in quite a while. Hello.
Hello, lovies.
That's fatty.
Out on my nipple walk, listening to the mix.
Yes.
Calling to abort the death.
Yes.
Of Crooked Hat's memory. He stated on the last show that he didn't want to interrupt, tell a story during the contact section.
Yeah.
And he forgot to get back to that story on the contact. Now, if anyone knows about the death of memory, it would be me.
What was the story?
Thank you for your consideration.
You never told us.
Daniel, I'll let you make the call on this. How do you hang it up? Here it is. Where it is. There it is.
You know what, Adam? Yeah, sure. Yeah, give him an entry into the contest. Yeah, it's like, no, you did. When I was listening back to it on my trip back from the camp this past week, I also noticed that it was just like you said, and it was like, oh, well, you know what? No, I don't want to. Let's end the contact segment first, and I don't want to tell a story. And then we ended the contact segment, and then you never told us what the story was. We don't know what it was.
It's because I'm browbeaten. I can't take too long talking, you know. I have to leave enough of the percentage for you. And so the fear of like getting in trouble with you just, you know, prevented me. It just like erased it from my memory.
What are you talking about?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Step from
my
memory.
What are you talking about?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 4636. LBFO for Monday the 17th of November 8th, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and something new planned for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Gooders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're four gooders today because y'all, big news. Big Fatty and the Nip and our friends from the wine dinner. Y'all, we're going to go and see Wicked for Good at an early showing this coming Wednesday night at the Motion Pictures. Oh, Big Fatty, I hope you get popcorn and some milk. Duds. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Far Right little show. Y'all had big doings on Thursday. I think I told you that picked up my former coal mining friends, and we went to the Page's Oakery Grill for, I had the brofkas for lunch. And anyway, Thursday evening, y'all, it's been a fairly quiet weekend here at the villa. And let's see, I did catch up. On I had fallen woefully behind on the Survivor and the Big Run, but y'all, I'm all caught up with those. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't watch the Big Run, you should go back and watch the last episode. Y'all, it was absolutely I mean, it was a yes, Big Fatty. It pulled at the heartstrings. It did indeed. And y'all, it's probably one of the best episodes I've seen in a while. And so, y'all, anyway, there are all these programs are getting close to the end of the fall season. You know, it's just like tomorrow night, too. I say Tuesday night, y'all. It is the semifinals of the Dancing and the Survivor. It'll probably end sometime in December, and maybe the big run as well, but I think they're down to just like five teams or something like that, five or six teams, and needless to say, it's going to be busy on the quiz programs here around Spanksgiving and early Crema season. Yes, Big Fatty, that's November the 1st. Yes, that is early Crema season. Y'all at Fatty's here at the Vela. Y'all, we had, what did we have? We had, y'all cooked a Tom Turkey. Boneless Tom turkey breast, a bazoom, I guess, in the cracker pot, and had the stovetop stuffing and green seasoned green beans, and y'all, we had the deconstructed wedge solid for the appetizer. Y'all had a cheese board. Y'all, I bought, I don't know what the brand name was, but it was on sale. Of course it was, Big Fatty. Everything you buy is on sale, especially cheese. And y'all, but this, it was a smoked cheddar, and y'all, it had a really nice, pungent, smoky flavor. Even Burwood. Durwood had a little bite of it, and he goes, ooh, 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 Big Fatty, did he shart himself? No. what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. We had that, and y'all, it was a
good cheese.
Yes, Big Fatty, I noticed that you had cut it. Oh, a lot of people were cutting the cheese on for right night. Speaking of cutting the cheese, y'all, I've gotten three gas reports from listeners. Y'all, the first, we'll just take them in price order. The first was from that Stevie B. You know, he's out there in the Oklahoma, OKLAHOMA. Big Fatty, you forgot how to spell it. I did a little bit. Y'all, $2.24 a gallon. And then we head up to the St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO and the Spambassador. Y'all, he's reporting in at $3.29. So, y'all, that's a dollar and a nickel more. And, y'all, then that Tim and Alexa, he was down there in the San Francisco, and y'all, he took a picture of the gas sign at the corner of Market and Castro. Big Fatty, you've been there many times. I've seen that. Y'all, that was that was the gas station that many years ago, back when gas was cheap, the price at that station was $1.85 a gallon. And y'all, this has made indelible. It was an indelible memory. Big Fatty, I don't know. It might have been an embezzled memory. Well, maybe. But and I remember saying, Who in their right mind would pay $1.85 for a gallon of gas? Big, fatty, famous last words. Well, y'all, that same gas station now, Tim and Alexa reports that regular was $5.14 a gallon, which is almost $3 a gallon, $2.90 more than it was in Oklahoma, and almost $2 more than St. Paul, big fatty. And anyway, had a lovely evening here at Friday at Fatty's. Everyone was on their way, and y'all, it was just a quiet evening. Y'all, it is the weather. The weather in Fat Acres has just been gorgeous. Just gorgeous, I tell you. And y'all, in fact, I did my nipple walking on Saturday and on Sunday. Y'all, I wore short pants. Sunday, the high temperature was 78 degrees, big fatty. And and y'all, I saw pictures of Mr. Cackle. He was bundled up in swaddling clothes. Oh yes, big fatty, I bet they were green. Well, I don't remember if they were green or not, but anyway, I watched the sports ball on Saturday, and the other thing that I did on Saturday, y'all, I put my outdoor lights well, I did some of it on Friday, but I finished it up on Saturday, put my outdoor lights in my bushes, and then I've still got to put out my Mexican luminaries. Oh, yes, big fatty, they're very important. They're luminaries, it's true. And then I've got to hook everything up with the extension codes, cords, and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, excuse me, I did that and watched sports ball, and y'all, Saturday night, y'all, I was just done. And y'all, you know, there's some days that you don't really do anything, but you're just done. Yes, big fatty. And I was done. And y'all, I think I went to bed about 20 minutes after 8 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. woke up. Y'all woke up about, I guess it was about 10 minutes to 7, because the Apple clock was saying, big fatty, get off your fat ass. and so I did. Y'all had my friends, a former coal miner and his husband, they were heading back to the city of brotherly love. Oh, yes, big fatty, the incest capital of penis Slivania. It's true. And but their flight wasn't like until 3:20 or something like that. And so y'all, he had been staying with his sister, and she brought them by the villa. I guess it was about 11:30 they got here. And we had a nice visit here for a little while. And y'all, they wanted to do brunch with me and the Nip. And of course, I had passed along the invitation to the Nip, and he says, oh, that sounds nice, but I'll get back with you in the morning, meaning Sunday morning. And y'all, he got back with me Sunday morning. I'm going to be unable to have the brunch. Y'all have a lovely meal. What did we do? I asked him. I said, now, do you want a fancy brunch or do you want just something good? And they said, either one, but something good sounds good. I said, how about the Waffle House? They went, yes! So, y'all, we went to the Waffle House, and, y'all, it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. Y'all, they had about six ladies in there who are exactly person you would think would be a waitress at the Waffle House. And y'all, it was just, we sat and we talked about the about the demise of the CBS News and the Miss Gayle King's impending departure and all that. And I did get up and walk for an hour Sunday morning. After I took them to the aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto, and that's the rest of those peach flavored hot wings that I got at the Von's East, and y'all, I'm gonna have to have a little shot of pickle juice. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of pickle juice, y'all got a testimonium from Digger. You know Digger. He's up there in the Chicago's at one of he and T Wiggles, they have several places. And I don't know where he was. He may have been in San Francisco with that Tim and Alexa. Because y'all, they had been traveling to Cambodia. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I always take some Cambodia when I have the Hershey squirts. No, that's Imodium. Oh, never mind. And he was asking, what section of seating did you sit in when you went to see the Wizard at the Sphere? And I said, well, the first thing you need to do is make sure you buy the Bad Witch package. That way you're guaranteed to be in the best seats in the house. And those are in sections 206 and 306. And so y'all, he says, thank you for calling. And y'all, a few minutes later, purchased. And I said, oh, when are you going? Y'all, he's going a week from today. He's going on the 24th, 11/24. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, 11/24. Yes, it'll be lovely. And I don't know who else is going, Digger, I guess T Wiggles is going. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, it would not be good if he didn't take T Wiggles. It's true. And they're going to go see that. But y'all, I walked around Fat Acres, picked up another mile and a half. Because y'all, it was 78 degrees. It was just perfect outside. And came back and was watching a little bit of the sports ball. Y'all recorded the LFC with old Vader. And y'all, now here I am. Y'all, it's halftime of the sports ball, so I said I'll go record the little show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, Brendan over there in the UK, y'all, he had listened to the Mechanicals, and y'all, he was saying, Big Patty, the Mechanicals are y'all, I don't have his message here, but y'all, did you listen to Ruination, the early years? The Mechanicals just kept saying hashtag, you know, y'all. I was confused. Big Fatty, that didn't take much. Yeah, well, it's true. But y'all, I probably wasn't as confused as old Crooked Hat. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Crooked Hat, Daniel, can you diagnose Crooked Hat for us?
Step from my memory. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes. You, Crooked Hat, you know, he's your co-host. Batshit crazy and forgetful.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.